Conservative political activist Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here for episode 4 of the New Hampshire Muckraker podcast. Today we are going to talk about the state of New Hampshire and its acceptance of the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds. As of June 2022, the Executive Council has approved $994.56 million in state fiscal recovery funds. As of June 2022, the state has authorized close to $660 million for use in a wide range of eligible programs, projects, and expenditures. This is a direct violation of Article 18 of the New Hampshire Constitution, Part 2, Form of Government, that states, all money bills shall originate in the House of Representatives. See, this was done by a joint legislative committee that then took it upon themselves without the entire legislature to get it to the Executive Council. You see, this is how Sununu has been successful in implementing his housing tyranny policies that he crafted. He's been crafting for a while, but really he accelerated on during COVID-19. Remember when he forbade landlords to evict people that weren't paying rent? The government put us here, folks. They ain't going to help us get out of it. So this is what the Executive Council did. Now, all these people are Republicans. They call themselves Republicans. They were all reelected, or shall I say reselected, in the 2022 New Hampshire election. Joseph Kenney, Ted Gatzes, Janet Stevens, David Wheeler, all pandered to the governor, and they accepted the $995 million. I'm sorry, I believe that should be billion. And then, $995 million. I'm sorry. And then they also signed off on a program. You see, everyone is upset here in Hampton, or the people that are finding out what's going on. They apparently want to propose housing projects now in the town, which it's going to get pushed through. The state and the federal government have, you know, made it so that these guys can just push this shit through. And as fast as 6 months, we have state law that was recently passed, which I'm going to read you something I wrote back in May in just a little bit. But what these guys have done, the governor with the executive counselor, the executive council, which is a 5-member board, sort of like a board of directors for the governor, and not too many states have that. So they signed off on a program to distribute $100 million in federal funding toward workforce housing efforts. The program will use federal American Rescue Plan Act funds to devote $60 million toward match grants for developments, $30 million in incentives for towns and cities to speed up approvals of renting housing projects, $5 million to help towns and cities demolish dilapidated buildings, and $5 million to help municipalities update zoning ordinances. So this is getting fast-tracked right now. You know, now that we got Biden installed, Sununu's been implementing this stuff since 2017. Anyway, if you go back, the Housing Appeals Board, that became effective July 1st, 2020. That's where if the Zoning Board or the Planning Board say no at the locally elected level, developers or whoever, property owners can appeal it to a bureaucratic board appointed by, you know, His Excellency the Governor or the spineless leadership to overrule decisions that were made by locally elected bodies. Okay? That is tyranny. That is housing tyranny. That is communism. Okay? That's what we have happening in New Hampshire. Thanks to Governor Sununu, otherwise known as the Sun King. So the Executive Council approved that last May. There's a bunch of articles on it. I can get it up at some point. But today, basically, what I want to talk about is we've accepted all this ARPA money. Now, we have the Business and Economic Affairs Commissioner writing the council, the Executive Council about Invest New Hampshire item back in April of 2022, and the Capital Grant Program. Some of the requirements for it. This program is intended to accelerate unit production of projects already using other private and or public funding sources, aka government partnering with the private sector to create more government. Fascism. Eligible applicants must add to the housing stock. There's no rehab of existing housing. Housing must be used for long-term residential and not for short-term or seasonal. Program operation summary. This is good. A minimum of 20% of the project units are reserved for people with limited income as defined by the permitting municipality. Rent restrictions will be in place for at least 5 years. So now we got rent control. So this is what they signed off on. And let me tell you a little bit. I want to read you something that I wrote back in May. And I'll get to it here 1 second. So this is called Unauthorized Omnibus Bills in New Hampshire. Now, I was emailing the committees of conference for this specific bill, House Bill 1661. It was amended, and it, as an amendment, it included bills that have failed on their own. These bills were now omnibused into this House Bill 1661. So I was emailing the committee of conference members to please have them kill this. But anyway, it ended up getting passed and it is now being implemented in New Hampshire, as we can see with all these housing projects going up. So dear committee of conference members, please kill House Bill 1661 as amended by the Senate. A bill relative to regional career technical education agreements, an appropriation for preliminary work for a new legislative parking garage, health and human services, establishing an extraordinary need grant for schools, the release of a defendant pending trial, training and procedures for zoning and planning boards, and financial investments and incentives for affordable housing development. That was all put into a single bill that passed this past winter, this past fall. This omnibus bill included the following: a regional career and technical education center agreements, or RCTEAS, to govern each regional career and technical education receiving and sending school entity within a New Hampshire career and technical education. That's a mouthload, huh? But this is all available on my website, lapennaliberta.com. Okay, the next thing, the sum of $9.3 million for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022 is hereby appropriated to Department of Administrative Services for the purpose of preliminary design, engineering, and site work for a new legislative parking garage. So over $9 million for a site plan for a parking garage. The next thing, establishes a special fund for administration of opioid treatment programs. The next thing, the Department of Health and Human Services Division of Long-Term Support and Services shall implement a pilot program to provide services for individuals with developmental disabilities between 18 and 21 years of age who are enrolled in school and determined eligible for developmental services that are not the responsibility of the local education agency, another state agency, or another division of the department. This includes an appropriation of $2.8 million. So we have another unauthorized school department, whatever you want to call it. This bill also amended the state's Medicare plan to include the ability to accept federal matching funds. So whatever the federal government gives us, we got to give. Okay? They're expanding Medicaid. Amends the Childhood Protection Act, amends alternative treatment center requirements, establishes positions for inpatient treatment of children's behavioral health. The bill defines the purposes for a child inpatient psychiatric treatment facility. It amends child daycare licensing. It amends bail and releases a defendant pending trial. Establishes training and procedures for local zoning and planning boards. Amends the legal definition of public use to include the construction of private houses. establishes the community revitalization tax relief duration of tax relief period for projects that meet the definition of workforce housing, and establishes extraordinary need grants for schools. While the state Senate amending an existing House bill to include non-germane special interest pork is unacceptable, it sadly seems to be the norm. Please end this nonsense. This bill includes housing legislation that aligns with the basic goals of Obama-Biden Affirmative Furthering Housing Act. This part of the bill would be an attack on single-family home ownership under the guise of equality, regionalism is communism, and something out of the Bolshevik era. It will cause housing prices for single-family homes to go up, not down. It will be the mark of the new feudalism. It will be an unexpedited path for developers and the corporates, as well as provide additional levers for attorneys to use against local planning boards. Please kill this bill. Your convenience at your conference tomorrow is not authorized by the people and is repugnant. It must go. So there we have it. That's what's happening in regards to housing. People need to get involved locally at their planning board, their zoning board minutes, zoning board meetings, and they need to check out NewHampshirePatriotHub.org, NHPatriotHub.org. And there's a way to get involved locally at both the school level and also the town city level. So we need to start getting involved and we need to start making a scene at the public meetings and telling our locally elected officials that we are not happy and this is not acceptable.